Hey guys, welcome back to Pretty Messed Up, Dancing with Myself. I am still here in my trailer. Haven't left since last week. Just kidding. Okay. No, we just finished the show. We just did Grease Night. Oh my goodness. It was so nerve-wracking tonight because Cody and I didn't dance until last. And when you dance last, that means you have to sit in the audience and see everyone, you know, everyone's dance and score. And everyone did amazing tonight. And we got our first perfect score. Congrats to Jenna and JoJo. Well deserved, honestly. You know, JoJo's really killing it with that frame and like the foxtrot. It's not easy, you know, what they're doing. And they're just seeming, they just look like seamless and flawless. And with Cody, I have to say, I'm so proud of him. I mean, considering the fact that our music basically doubled in length, that's a big deal. And on top of, you know, still kind of recovering from COVID, I wouldn't say we're at 100% yet. We're about 98, 97% maybe, but still kind of feel a little suffocated, like as if someone's holding a pillow to my face. But to do a quick step after COVID, I mean, props for just being able to do that, right? But tonight, you know, it was a great night. All right. So we have our first guest out of the three amazing guests that are on tonight, Melora Hardin. She is amazing. Oh my goodness. She got the first 10 with Artem, who is last season's winner, may I add. And she is just killing it this season. Oh my goodness. That quick step she did last week deserved, I think, more than just 110. But yeah, killing it for sure. And I can tell that her and Artem just have like the secret formula to like how they make their partnership work. And knowing Artem, I think Artem's like the longest dancer I've ever known out of everybody, right? He's a hard worker. So, you know, from what I can tell, they gel well together. And I just want to know what the secret is to getting that first 10, because we are far from it. Let's welcome Melora Hardin.
Hi.
You're still in your trailer as well.
Yes, I am.
Same. How's it going? Thank you again for doing this.
Of course. It's so cool that you do this. You're like, you must be a powerhouse of energy that you're doing this after work.
Actually telling you earlier today when we had that little chat quickly before dress rehearsal, how it's actually kind of feels good just to let it all out, you know, especially mm-hmm. when you may have not had a great night. Like last week, it was so nice just to have like a, I guess, to be able to vent, right?
Right.
But for you though, you've been killing it. Like I've known Artem, I have to say, the longest out of all the dancers, even from season two. Artem actually, when he moved here from the Ukraine, he lived with me and my family in the Bay Area in our pool house.
Really?
Where I'm from. Yes. When we were like 16 or 15 years old, we were teenagers. So he has, I'm so happy for him and his success. I'm so happy that you guys are dancing together and I can tell that you guys really gel well together. What is the secret formula, I guess, for you two?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I'm a real advocate of communication and, yeah. And I'm, you know, 54 years old. And so I've had a lot of experience in with like, you know, personal relationships and like what it is and what makes things work and what makes things not work. I'm a great collaborator and it's one of my greatest joys in life to collaborate. And obviously if it's a partnership, that's one of the largest collaborations of all time. So I think that, you know, for me, it really is all about collaboration and communication. And I think mm-hmm. that I'm really easy with the collaboration part, but I've had to really work on the communication part. So so I just brought a lot of that to this, like when something wasn't feeling right or we were just hitting some kind of a, you know, just finding out who people are. You have to find each other, right? You have to get to know each other. You have to kind of get to know each other's styles, who you are as a person, what things are easy, come easy for you, what things don't. And so I just have been really upfront about like, we want to work as efficiently as possible, which means we need to speak up. We need to speak up if there's a problem. We need to speak up if there's a question. We need to try to find the best way to facilitate the quickest, most efficient path to success for ourselves.
I've always said that Dancing with the Stars is like an arranged marriage. You know, it's like you really have to, because there's no honeymoon phase. Like it is what it is.
Yeah.
You're being thrown into the sharks. Hopefully you like each other. And if you don't, it's going to be a long ride. But like if you do, and if you find that communication, and you're so right, like with any relationship, communication is key. And, you know, there's a lot of like tension too, because it's a competition. And then you're like, there's a lot of hidden feelings, yet you have to express the emotion through movement. And sometimes, you know, you you want something, but you can't say it. But then you have like, even like little things with Cody and I, like Cody's like, Cheryl, okay, maybe, you know, after 10 like critiques, you can give me like one positive. And I'm really, I suck at words of affirmation. That's not my love language. My love language is definitely acts of service, you know? And so like, I actually find it very hard. Like, cause I was coached differently when I was a competitor. My coach did not sugarcoat a thing, like, and Artem can vouch for this. Like, and so I am coaching the way that I used to be coached, and also the way I was raised, you know, it was very hardcore, I guess. And so when I, at least, you know, though, I'm not a bullshitter, right? So like, I can definitely, right. I'll see it and I'll say it how it is, but it's hard because you guys are just coming on the show. You're being vulnerable. This is something that's totally out of your wheelhouse. What did you, I guess, expect versus what you didn't have any clue about as far as Dancing with the Stars, right? Because there's lots of surprises, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think I expected that it was going to be hard work. I expected there was going to be pressure. I expected it was going to be, but I guess I expected it was going to bring up all my stuff because I think that's what it does, you know? So I knew it was going to do that. I don't know that I've really been surprised because I think I came into it with sort of like kind of doe-eyed in the sense that like, I knew there was something about it that was really unique. And right. I thought, I'm just going to try and have this experience. And I guess for me, I think that, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like what has been the most surprising?
Kate, like, I know Kate, your co-star on The Office, she did it last season with Pasha. I love her. We were able to actually, you know, have those moments of like, you know, personal time. And we talked a lot about just mental health in general and how this show really does a number on you. And, you know, after doing it for 24 seasons, you know, Cody was saying tonight, I just don't, after the elimination, that shocking elimination, he was like, I don't know how you've done this for 24 seasons. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And I was like patting myself on the back because it's so emotional.
It's emotional.
And it's hard not to take it personally because you're working 7 days a week.
You're working hard. That's right. Yeah. You are working hard. And it's sort of crushing and sad. But the show is really interesting in the way that it really is surprising in the way that it, whatever it's responding to and what it's resonating to is sort of not, maybe that's the thing that is really, really surprising about the show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because the show is resonating, sure, with the judges, but also with the people. Right. And what that makes certain couples resonate with the people more than others. And I don't think it's just that you come in with a certain amount of popularity that people are, you know, voting for you. I think it's like, it's something about the journey and your journey in particular that somehow makes people feel like they're on that with you and that they can relate.
Yeah. And I totally agree.
That is a surprising element for sure. You know,
it's also like not really a dance competition, I guess. Like at the end of the day, it's not necessarily the best dancer does not always win. Actually, most of the time does not always win. You can, like, I've had this experience where I actually had the best dancer and I didn't make the final. This is when Bobby Bones won. I danced with this guy named Juan Pablo and we had a perfect 60 out of 60. We didn't even make the final. Literally did not make the final. I'm still obviously scarred by that moment, but there's been lots of moments like that. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. But then I will never forget season 3 when I danced with Emmett Smith and Mario Lopez, and it was the two of them up against each other. And I thought for sure, hands down, Mario Lopez was going to win. He has dance experience. He was great with his partner. They had fire. Their chemistry was wow. And then you have me and this football player, right? We're just like, but it's the journey. It was the fact that you saw the man behind the helmet. You know?
Yes. And he just came out. It was, I saw some of those dances. I'm like, really, it was quite amazing. It really was quite amazing.
Thank you. And that's
kind of, it is like a hero's journey, this show.
It is. And it's so hard because like, you can really get in your head about it, right? You could be like, well, you tried to like have all these weird, like, maybe I need to play this more. And it's like, actually I was the most successful on this show when I just did my own thing and I didn't overthink anything. And it's actually harder as you go on, I guess, because I get more in my head as I get older, and I get, these thoughts are just getting louder and louder and louder. And it's just like, oh my goodness, what has been the most nerve-wracking, I guess, for you as far as this experience goes? Like, are you looking at it as a whole, or are you taking this literally one step at a time?
I mean, I think the most nerve-wracking was just sort of, you know, feeling like, you know, that first dance that we had was like, we had a couple weeks to learn it, but then right. when you go at 5-day schedule and then it's 4 days, you know, for this week, it was 4 days. Last week, you know, we had the 2 dances. So it's like, it's right. just sort of the curveballs that are constantly like the pressure of the different things that are expected of you. And trying to balance that expectation that you feel is being asked of you, but also the expectation you have on yourself to get out there and just be sort of, from our perspective, I know you guys as professionals, you can know that you're going to get out there and you're going to dance beautifully because it's what you do. But for people like me, it's like, you know, I just haven't had the time to really right. get this in my body in a way that is so delicious, you know?
Like you do with scripts, would that be the same thing in a way? Like when you study scripts, like you're able to perform on top of the, no, is it different?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I mean, I can learn a scene in 5 seconds. I mean, I'm right. like, it's second nature for me and I don't have noise about it. Like I can, you know, slide into a scene, things can change. People can do things that I didn't expect and I can just be there for it and just be there to catch that ball and throw the ball back. And you know, yeah. that absolutely is where I exist as an actor. Yeah. And it's a very quiet place for me. It's not noisy. It's not full of questioning or doubt or any of those things. Right. So I think that's been the most stressful and the most, you know, the largest challenge has been to quiet my mind and to just have the experience. You know, I think tonight was probably the most I've been able to just really have the dance.
To be like, be present in it, to enjoy the moment.
I mean, I was really present for Mother Gothel last week and also for the Jungle Book. There were both of those dances sort of did.
That was great.
They kind of both brought me into another place with myself. But yeah, tonight was like, I think after getting the 10 and the 4 9s and all that, I think it just was like, I respond really, really well to applause and thumbs up. Like yeah. that's what I respond to as an actor. If I'm on stage and you're laughing at my jokes, I respond to that. If you're not laughing to my jokes, I don't respond to that. I'm like, sort of like, okay, that's not working. Got to work on, going to have to find that moment. So it's just like with this kind of a thing, you know, the show is so wild. Everyone's applauding all the time. It's not like they're necessarily applauding.
Well, and it's still empty, to be quite honest. This is not the full audience. We used to have like 700 to 900 people in that ballroom. Are you kidding? Wow. Like imagine last season, there was nobody. It literally, I had my partner sing to me because I was like, the crickets I hear right now are just so loud I can hear the judges breathing down my neck. I'm like, help. Like it's hard because we're entertainers. We go off, you're right, we go off the noise, and at the end of the day it's like I think we have more competitors and dancers and crew than we do with the audience there, which is, listen, I'll take anything at this point, it's interesting because it's like, you know, you want to perform to people at home, but then also ballroom in itself, it's an intimate sport, you know, it's really just between you and your partner, and you create that story, and then when you put it in front of a big like screen and like you make it so big, you almost tend to like, you lose the story or the essence of it. I'm not sure. Have you seen the show from the beginning, from like season 1 or 2, or have you only seen like clips of it?
I've just seen clips of it. Yeah.
And so so I know you have a little bit of dance experience, or do you have more than a little bit?
I wouldn't say,
it's different though, right?
It's so different because yes, I was very serious about ballet as a kid. I did take ballet class like 5 times a week and I went to a company for a summer program. And then I started jazz, and then I kept jazz in my life, jazz classes in my life, because it feeds my soul and it feeds my body and my soul. So I've always kept it, but there've been long spans of time where I haven't been able to take class because of being on location or working on something, you know, always acting has always been in the forefront. It's always been the thing that made it so that I, you know, everything else had to kind of fit in.
Right.
Before COVID, nobody knew how to do anything on Zoom. So, you know, there, I guess there's a positive there.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I guess. So now you can take classes when you're on location and you can do those kinds of things that made Cody famous.
Yes.
You know, yes, really exactly. Would be a different path for him if it weren't for COVID. And it
oh my gosh.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Very so, interesting.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just kind of, I mean, the answer to your question is like, yes, dance has always been part of my heart and my soul.
That's amazing. I can see but that. It's beautiful.
Ballroom is like, I can't even thank you. But ballroom is like, and dancing with a partner is, that's another thing that's totally new for me. And how you really try to be one, you know, that's just amazing. And all
that takes years. It takes years, you know, like what you're trying to do in such a short amount in days. People think we have a week. We don't. We have like 3-4 days before the director wants those wides, which are like us full on dancing because they need to choreograph the cameras. But like, look, I think it's almost hurts somebody with dance experience coming on the show because you're right. Like it to be able to use the lead and follow with a partnership that you've never executed before in your life, right? Because solo dancing, like I feel very vulnerable solo dancing. I don't like it. I only know partner dancing. That's all I've been trained in.
Yeah.
So like when we had to do that jazz number from our living rooms, I felt so naked and vulnerable. And I was like, oh no, like this is not what I'm used to. But I can see that that is also reciprocated, but in a different way with Cody.
Yes.
Like he's actually in a way not using the benefits of like lead and follow and like the power between two people trying to dance as one, you know? And so it's like, with that, and that's what we're struggling with at the moment is like finding that gel, that connection, that chemistry, the weight distribution, you know, like it's vital. Do you find that it was hard for you to adjust to that or?
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, it was hard. It was hard to not like Artem, he's always saying like, don't grab my hand. I take your hand. You don't grab my hand. Don't grab my hand. Stop grabbing for my hand. Why are you grabbing
for my hand? Gosh.
And I'm like, because I'm terrified and I'm hoping you're going to save me.
Totally. No, I'm the same way. I'm like, stop grabbing me, be the frame. I'm the picture. What is one, my last question, cause I know you're exhausted. My last question to you is like, what is the one thing that I guess you can take from this experience that you will take with you forever?
You know, it's just another reminder that we are very fragile, you know, beings, and don't want to miss a minute of it, of whatever it is, because, you know, it could be taken from you at any time, this vehicle that we have to go through life, which is our bodies and our minds and our spirits. And so I think it's just another layer of gratitude and another layer of just really sinking into the moment and really just remembering that this moment I for sure have. And so I want to have it. Like, I don't want to miss it. I want to have it and I want to enjoy it and I want to revel in it because, you know, this show is, it pulls out all the stops. It doesn't skimp in the hair, makeup, costume, lighting, sets, department. And we don't know how long we're going to get to be having this experience. And this experience is really, it is really special. And it's really fun for the little girl in me to get to be part of these shows every week. And I don't want to be one of those brides that misses her own wedding because she's so worried about the floral arrangements or the cake not coming on time. And I remember saying that to myself at my wedding. I remember, and also my first on Broadway, I remember saying that to myself exactly. Like, I am going to remember this. I'm going to be here for this. I'm not missing this. I'm only getting married once. So I don't want to miss my wedding. Like, I knew that he was the man for me. And I was just like, I'm going to be here for this. I want to have memories of this. And same thing with going on, you know, going on Broadway. I was like, this is my first night on Broadway. I don't want to forget this. This is a beautiful thing that I can't repeat. Whatever goes wrong, or right, it's just to be here for it.
That is beautiful. Actually, I just got chills. That is actually a great way to think. And thank you for your words of wisdom. I will take that with me because sometimes, you know, you can take not advantage of it, but sometimes my nerves get the best of me and I'm like so worried about this moment. But when you look back at it, you're like, wait a second, that's not what I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember this experience. So enjoy it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. I'm so happy that I could inspire that kind of thinking, because it's important for all of us to remember that, so that we
Absolutely.
Don't, you know, miss the most important things in life. Because really, Totally. What are the important things? It's just the people and the moments. That's it.
Exactly.
That's what you're.
Well, thank you. Thank you so
God.
Much. And, you
so
know,
nice.
keep kicking ass, girl. Seriously.
Cool.
You are
well,
doing
you
amazing.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. It's so amazing that you do this after that. I'm really so impressed.
I hope we can hang out personally, like once this is all said and done, you know, go have
Absolutely.
Some dinner or something. Okay.
All right. I would love that.
Bye. Okay. Thank you, Melora.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Gosh, she's lovely. I love Melora so much. She is like such an amazing dancer, and she really, her and Artem have something special. They really work well together. And some of you guys may think Artem is really quiet, but he's just like a thinker and he's very detailed. So she is a perfect match. And honestly, she is the one to watch, I think, this season for sure. Our next guest is someone who literally just had a baby, is on tour, and dances with Emma Slater. Let's welcome Jimmy Allen, the legend himself, the father.
I cannot. Trailer.
I'm still in my trailer. Trailer number 19. Party over
Bro,
here.
If I'd have known that, I'd have just right. came over there, went to or did it in my.
Jimmy, I cannot believe that you just had your cute little daughter, and you are on tour, and you're learning how to freaking cha-cha or whatever your next dance is, and you still have a smile on your face. But we talked about this yesterday, how we only get a few hours of sleep a night.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the things, too. I've been doing it for so long now, just sleeping like 3 hours. I've gotten used to, like, working like that.
That's great. So do you... I don't know about you, but when I do end up sleeping for like 10 hours, I feel really weird and I don't like it.
It's very weird sleeping that much. Like,
right. Do you think that we would be better though? Like, I just wonder, like, if, you know, everyone's like 8 hours, 8 hours, I think it just depends on the person, but I think I work better when it's not a lot of sleep.
Oh, for sure. I work better with not a lot of sleep. And I think it definitely depends on the.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Tell me about your experience so far on Dancing with the Stars. Cause you also have another job. You're on tour. How are you handling it all? Like, and managing it all?
Kind of honestly taking it day by day, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. You know, again, I'm lucky I get to do what I do for a living, you know? So it's something I don't take for granted, and I'm glad I get to do it.
Totally. And have you ever seen the show before prior to this season?
Oh, yeah. I watched it last season with you and AJ.
Yeah.
Nelly was on there. I watched it the season before.
Yep.
I've watched, I say, like the whole season's through, maybe like two or three.
Seasons
through, but every season, I make sure I definitely see at least 9 to 10 weeks for sure.
Yeah. AJ, actually, I mean, I don't think I've ever said this before, but I definitely found out that you were on the show. And I was like, first I was like, Tracy, like, hello. Like, don't you think we should be partners? And then I was like, AJ, yo, call your boy, right, Jimmy, and be like, request me, like, do something about this. He's going to be amazing. But obviously, you know, I guess it wasn't meant to be. How is it dancing with Emma? Like, are you guys having an amazing, you guys seem to like really have a great friendship and you guys communicate well and stuff like that. So.
You know, the friendship is awesome. You know, Emma's super fun. You know,
yeah. She,
just like I am. So it's super fun. I love it. I'm having a blast. I love watching you dance. And AJ said it first, and it's true. You're one of the ultimate professionals.
Yeah, I've been here for a long time. Still kicking, still trying, but I definitely feel it in my bones that I'm aching. And then with COVID, that didn't help, obviously. So where are you? I'm sure you took a break, right? Obviously, because you have, congratulations, you have your newborn.
Yeah.
And all right, so are you, what is the schedule like? Because where do you live? So you live,
I live in Nashville.
Right. So everyone is there now currently, right? Your family?
Yeah. And I really had a break. You know, I think when I went to the hospital the other day, for my daughter, I think that's the first day I had off, probably like 60 something days.
Wow.
But I love it, you know, because I don't really consider work work.
Right. Then you know you're doing what you're doing and you're loving it then, that's for sure.
I'm loving it. You know, I get to get, you know, really deep into something I love.
Right. And so as far as dancing goes, what's your favorite style of dance so far that you've done?
I would say between jazz and salsa.
Yeah, right, because of freedom. It's those freaking ballroom dances that you're like, get off me.
Them frames are just...
It is a killer. Did you think it was going to be easier than what it is? Or
not at all. It's just as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just and you have no dance experience, or you do? I think you do.
I've never danced before.
Are you
Luckily,
sure?
I got rhythm. I got rhythm. That's what helps. But I even told Emma, like, when we did... I did Grease in high school, but
It
was walking around, acting, and singing. It wasn't no choreography.
Wait, you said you did Grease like, along with Cody. They actually found some of his footage and aired it tonight, which was really embarrassing.
I found some footage on VHS of me in high school doing Footloose, VHS. And it was more of walking, pointing. Not much dancing going on.
Right, right.
I've always been afraid to dance, you know?
Why?
I don't know. If there's something I'm not really good at, it takes me a while to build confidence in that for sure.
So when you never went out like to clubs and just like started dancing, busting out a move.
To clubs and watched. Right. I was the person that sat down and drank.
I'm the same. I was the same. Yes, definitely sat there. Everyone was like, you're a dancer, dance. And I'm like, that's what I do for a living. No, thanks. Yeah. I'm going to watch you dance.
Exactly. I people watch at clubs. That's what I do. Right.
Totally. What is your strategy, I guess, moving forward? Like, obviously you want to make it to the end. I mean, we're already halfway through the competition. Yeah. Did you feel how much longer this music was?
Let me tell you something. This music is very long. I don't know how dancers, how y'all do multiple 3-minute songs on a tour.
Who does 3 minutes? No. That's crazy.
How long? Like, and like tonight, and I was watching all the extra dancers they had tonight doing these multiple routines. I'm like, how y'all remembering all this? I would have been done. That opening number alone was like intense. I was like, this is massive. It's a lot going on. I'd have been distracted.
How do you memorize songs? I mean, you probably write them, so it's probably easier, I guess.
I feel like music for me comes super easy because I guess that's what I do. So I guess dance is the same way for dancers.
It's like scripts for actors, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know how some of these people like soap stars, like what they like get delivered these packets of lines. And I'm like, what is going on? That's
I feel
crazy.
Like with me, when I look at scripts now, what helps me remember lyrics, I mean, lines is reading the whole script in conversation, because it gets to the point. If you really become that character and you have a conversation, you react what the line would be anyway. You know what I mean? So if somebody was to walk in the door, you don't have to think about, hey, greeting them. It's a greeting.
Yeah.
So even if the line says greet, hey, how you doing? You can greet like, hey, what's going on, man? And just have that conversation.
It's the same with dancing, except you use body language, Jimmy.
Yeah, true.
But also it's different for celebrity men because like kind of like we're the leaders in a weird way. Do you feel like Emma kind of like manipulates your body? Do you have that feel of like that you're leading most of the time or that Emma's leading secretly?
The last couple weeks, I feel like I've been leading, but during rehearsal, she's definitely leading.
Yeah.
But the last, because for me, like tomorrow, I know tomorrow, the first day learning a new dance.
I hate tomorrow. Hate tomorrows.
It's always foggy for me. I'm like, and I tell myself every week, I'm never going to learn this dance. There's no way I'm going to learn this. But somehow by day two, I like to learn the steps first.
Yes.
And I spend 2 days working on steps.
Yep.
And then we move to making the steps my own, becoming comfortable. And then we take it piece by piece and work on the technical part.
Yep. Love that. I love that strategy because, like, I mean, at the end of the day, you need to know your steps. You also need to know the timing to the steps. Yeah. And then if we have time, we can decorate it.
Yeah. And I always have her paint out a path. Like, okay, so we're starting here. So she does a thing where, okay, we want to move this next step diagonally that way. So I actually map out how we're going to do the floor. Okay, so we start here, we go this way. So I memorize the route first, kind of like running plays in basketball. Or running
football.
Around
football. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I memorize the route. then I start to feel, okay, the only way to get, after I come out of a spin, if it ends on my right foot, the next step is going to be on my left foot. So your body starts to remember, you know, what to do.
See, you got to use your brain. That's very smart. Like when you walk on the street, you're not walking right, right, left, left. Like you're always interchanging feet. Mm-hmm. It's important. In ballroom, there's opposition and stuff. So you mm-hmm. think like a, you think like Emmett Smith when I danced with him back in 1965, feels like. Seriously, I've been around that. Been
Did
around
y'all that win that season?
1965. Right. Yes, we did against Mario Lopez. That was
the
same year
the Titanic sunk, right?
I mean, our freestyle was MC Hammer can't touch this.
I love it. Came out. Yeah, yeah, I think that's when Jesus was on tour with Peter.
You are so crazy. Basically. Well, Jimmy, you are amazing. Thank you so much for doing this. I guess I want to also talk about really quick your relationship with Cody. You guys have your trailers together. You guys are like full. I'm like, Cody, will you focus? Don't let Jimmy distract you. Like you need to listen to your music and quick. But like, I love that you guys have bonded. Who else have you, like, what do you guys, first of all, talk about? Second of all, who else have you bonded with?
I love Cody. First thing we talked about was I told him how much, you know, I've never done spin ever or Peloton.
Not me either.
Ever. But so many people I know do it, you know? And I was like, dude, I have so many, like my best friend growing up, my next door neighbor, Tracy, she's a huge Cody fan. She said, can you get Cody to sign anything for me? I said, I got you covered. Talk, I love Cody.
Not Tracy, our PA, Tracy.
It's Tracy, my friend Tracy from home, Tracy. Delaware. Amon, we've gotten really close.
Yeah, you guys have some sort of social media battle. What's going on? Yeah. What is that? What is that thing?
So we started it to where I was at rehearsal one day, and I was like, man, Danielle is really short compared to Iman. Let's do a picture. So we did a picture of Emma on her knees posing like she's Danielle and I'm Iman. Then they had a comeback where they reenacted our first dance.
Was funny.
And then when Iman said, when Tyra said, what does Britney Spears mean to you? And he goes, I was like, bro. Using that, so I posted this thing where Emma's asking me any questions, and before I respond, it pops up to Iman going, So we did that like 3 or 4 times. We got that.
Iman is right next to me, like you know, you and Cody.
Yeah,
let me just tell you, it's potent up in this.
Oh, yeah, he cracks me up. But everybody seems great. I've gotten real close with Mel C.
I know, how sad.
Yeah, I was like, man, you know, Melora.
That's the shitty part about this show.
And I forget that there's only one winner. And everybody's going home. Even the winner. After they win, they're going home. You know, so I'm trying to make the best and enjoy every single moment we get together at rehearsals, blocking in the ballroom. That's why I'm trying to always be laughing.
For real.
And try to create memories, because that's what I think life's about. Life's about creating memories, because memories is all you got when you look back.
Thank you for that. Yeah, sometimes I tend to forget, so like, because this consumes my world, you know, this show. I mean, honestly, like literally everything has to be on hold for a second, because it's like, you know, we have to go, I'm going to go choreograph tonight, and then I have to choreograph again tomorrow morning, because I don't want to come in not prepared to teach Cody his steps, right? Like the faster we can get this process done, the better. But then I forget to see the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And before COVID, we used to all hang out like Monday nights. We would go out, celebrate. We would have Tuesday show, results show day. And I find that whole formula way better, because they, you can like actually, okay, fine. You can accept it, but not when it happens in 5 minutes. It just still shocks me. But thank you for doing this. I know you're so busy. What's your schedule like this week?
This week, you know, I got some TV stuff doing tomorrow. There's another TV show I'm working on, trying to be a part of. We got a meeting for that. Some more brand deals, trying to catch up this week.
Good with for you.
Some people for another TV show, writers.
Wow.
Doing another TV show in Jersey and dance.
And on tour?
Yeah. And we have doing some shows.
Yeah. And dance. What's your next dance?
I think it's contemporary.
You're gonna kill it.
I think it's contemporary. I feel like that's
What's your movie?
What movie do we have?
You can't say it anyway, so don't answer the question.
Okay. Was that a trick question?
Yeah, kind of.
Is Dina in there with you?
No. Where is she? Dina, come out. No. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Get some sleep.
I will.
Bye, honey. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, obviously the elephant in the room, which is the elimination. I just can't even believe that Mel C and Gleb got eliminated. I honestly would have put money down that she would have made top four or five of the competition. And, you know, this whole, a lot of people are like wondering, what is this whole, like, how does this whole formula work with the judges, with the elimination, with votes versus judges' scores versus judges' choice of who to, of who to save. I think, you know, this, all of this happened as far as judges' pick happened when Juan Pablo and I did not make that final, right? It was like purely based off of, I'm not saying it's just that, but it was very controversial. The fact that Bobby Bones won, that we didn't make the final, even though we got a perfect 60 out of 60. Now, the fact that the judges, you know, sometimes the popularity, like honestly, will take over any score you get. Bobby Bones didn't get higher than what, a 7 or an 8 the whole time he was there, and he still won the competition. There's many examples like that. But at the end of the day, we're forgetting this is a dance competition. So I don't mind what the judges are doing. But what I think needs to be clear is the fact that, okay, so Len Goodman is the final judge that will basically, his choice or his vote counts as 2 votes. So if Derek, Carrie Ann, and Bruno, let's say 2 of the judges choose Mel C and the other 2, or, and let's say Derek chose Olivia. If Len chooses Olivia, then Olivia stays, because that would have counted as 3 votes out of 2. I don't know if I'm explaining this right, if I just confused the shit out of you guys even more, but really, basically all you have to know is that Len's choice counts. He's the final. He's the final pick, and he gets to choose, and he chose Olivia. And I'm shocked, because Mel C and Gleb were honestly, like, she was borderline. Like, if you were to put her in a dance competition, she was going to compete with Gleb, she'd be like open gold status, which means she'd be doing basically like a professional routine, right? The only reason why, like, it's called open gold is because she'd be dancing with a professional, which is Gleb, and she's the amateur. But let me tell you, her technique was right on point. Me and her bonded today. We both basically, we danced a quick step. We wore the same outfit, literally the same pants, different size. But honestly, she and I bonded because we were both talking about how nerve-wracking it is as we get older, because we're both performers. I'm like, does it get like, do your thoughts get louder and louder? Or is it just me? And she goes, no. I get so much in my head that I start to question if I even remember my routine, even though we've rehearsed it so many times. And if you guys remember last week when we had Gleb on here, Gleb was saying how an amazing student Mel C is. She'd be in the rehearsal space rehearsing before she even saw Gleb, like an hour before. And I can tell she was really disciplined. I think for me, if I were to really dissect it all and analyze everything, I think the story, like her being vulnerable tonight, I wish it would have happened last week or 2 weeks ago. I think that it's vital. Like, you know what Melora said, you have to have a journey. There has to be some sort of story, whether it be fighting the fear of vulnerability or fighting the fear of insecurity or doubt or whatever it is. I wish that was revealed, I guess, a little bit sooner. At the end of the day, it is a dance competition. So if I were to judge this purely on dancing, Mel C is my choice, and that's just the way it is. But as far as a journey goes, I can understand why the judges would choose Olivia and Val. You know, they definitely have more of a story as far as what they've shown, as far as the package goes before we dance. Either way, I'm heartbroken. This show really does. I swear every time we do an elimination, I get like 5 years taken off my life, because it's like, it's so full of anxiety. I just don't like it. I hate how it's like at the end. I wish we had our results show back every Tuesdays, because at least Monday nights we would go out and celebrate. We would celebrate the fact that we did a great dance. And then Tuesday would be like, okay, Tuesday's like the depressing day and someone gets eliminated, but that's not the case. So you guys, I know there's Monday night football. I don't even care if you see our dance or not. We need your votes, because honestly, our scores are not up there yet. That's the plan. We are slowly getting there. You know, this is the highest score that Cody and I had, but at the end of the day, if we don't get your votes, we could be right where Mel C was tonight, and we definitely don't want to go home. So keep voting. I know it's kind of weird that the West Coast, you know, West Coast people have not even seen the show and they have to vote before voting closed, but guess what? We need them. Please use your thumbs and different phone lines and vote away. Anyway, it's getting really close. This is a tough competition this season. But my love goes to Mel C and Gleb. And honestly, I was so bummed. And I told Gleb, I pulled him aside and I said, listen, you know, you did the best that you could do. And at the end of the day, it's out of our control. And that's the thing. We just have to let it go. But sending Mel C love, and Gleb, you guys deserve to still be here. But yeah, just thought I'd share my feelings about that. Look who it is. I don't even need to see his face. It's the one and only Alan Hurston. I'm still in my trailer.
Are you actually?
Actually, look.
Why did I race home? I should have stayed.
I have no idea. That's what Jimmy said. Like, we should have all just had like a freaking party.
Did you just have Jimmy?
A threesome, huh?
Did you just have Jimmy over?
And Melora.
And Melora. Jesus.
Going through the cast. Speaking of, holy crap, congratulations. Perfect. Did you get a perfect score?
No, not yet. We're still working on the journey. We're getting there.
Wait, so you got 3 10s and a 9?
And a 9, yeah.
Do you think the singer helped you?
Oh, they had to. How could you not give Frankie Avalon?
Can we talk about how your number was 5 minutes long?
It was. Are we recording already? No.
Yes.
It was great. I mean, it was 5 minutes long. Amanda had it 30 seconds longer, but it was
2 minutes.
It was so cool having live music again in the audience.
I know, right? How did that feel? Because like, I do miss the band now. Like, I really do.
I do miss the band as well. It was really nice. And like, it gives you that energy of like, he did this on Grease originally. So like,
and live, he just sang live. I mean, he sounds really good.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really inspiring and very, you know, it really transported us back into Grease.
Ooh, I love that. Good one-liner. Look at us. We all talk in sound bites now. So you're having an amazing season, Alan. I mean, you're going to go for that second Mirrorball trophy. I'm sure that's like, you're just so like hungry for that.
Honestly, we're going week by week. I swear to God. I don't know if you ever feel like this. You should know. But like, it's just when it's a lot of fun and you're just doing well, you kind of just go week by week. I mean, you and Cody are killing it. You guys have the disadvantage of not
performing as much. Yeah.
But I feel like now he's really coming into a shell and now you're back. Can't wait.
We're back and still feeling the COVID, but not that much, which is good.
We're still here. And that's
all. We're still here. Exactly. Thanks. I love your positivity, Alan. Now,
Amanda's positivity is rubbing off on me.
Stop it. But also, let me just tell you something. I do get help with my social media, and my team keeps, they send me one more picture or like explanation of how you and Amanda just have so much time to do TikToks. I'm going to shoot somebody.
TikToks are hard because
I'm like, maybe because Alan has the easiest season ever because she's so good.
Yeah, right. No, it is fun, but it's, you know, when you have someone good, you try really, really hard.
No, totally. No. Do you think that gives you like more pressure? Are you putting a lot of pressure on yourself this season?
Absolutely. You know, but I like that pressure. And I feel like that pressure is necessary because you want the best always.
Of course. And you want to outdo your last season. And after being on it for 24 seasons, you're like, shit, what else can I do here?
Exactly. You know, that's the thing is like, this is season 30 of Dancing with the Stars, which is an iconic show. But how do you keep it fresh and original? And I feel like Grease Night was really different and it really made the show flow in a different way. And it was really nice.
Do you like these theme nights?
You know, I will say I like the theme nights, but I also wish one of the theme nights was most memorable year so you could really get to know the celebrities.
I wish it was also like a ballroom theme night.
Yeah. Just Blackpool. I mean, they should do a Blackpool.
No, like, how about just like good old ballroom dancing, like with real authentic music, like Latin Night. Remember Latin Night?
That was fun. Latin Night was nice because you knew you were getting something good.
Yeah. Or like, were you around when we had a result shows on Tuesdays?
Yeah, but only for like one season.
Okay, but wasn't that formula just so much better? Because like we all would go out Monday nights, we'd celebrate, we could actually soak in the celebration of like us having a hard week. And then we would come back here Tuesday, would be all mopey and depressed because first of all, we had no sleep. Second of all, someone was going home, but like we really were able to, I guess, take it all in. And what do you think of this whole thing with the judges choosing and then four judges? So like people are a little confused.
People a little confused. I feel like voting this season is more important than ever just because everyone is so good. Like I watched the show tonight and I was like, Everyone's really freaking good. I know. The lowest scores were eights.
Sevens.
Sevens?
No, calm down. That would have been us. Sevens.
Someone got sevens?
All right. Yeah, I think it was Amon, I think.
Okay. But still, sevens still. As the lowest score. Like
Week five.
Like that just shows you how amazing everyone really is. And yeah. You know, whether they have dance experience or not, everyone looks like they're doing the very best that they can. And it's inspiring to see, but it's also scary because then you get eliminations like tonight, you know?
Right. So what did you think of tonight's elimination? Were you shocked? Shocked. If you had to choose between Mel C and Olivia, honestly,
I don't know.
No, stop it. Alan,
no, but because Olivia is
Gleb really chose shocking. Last week.
Who did he choose?
He chose Kenya for this stay between Kenya and Matt. Now you choose. Come on.
I mean, I think it's fair that Olivia stays. She's doing a really good job and she has no experience performing on a large scale. And she's coming out there and shining. I think Val is doing a really good job this season. You know,
I agree. And so Amanda, so does she, because like I was talking to Mel C for a little bit tonight, right? And we were both talking about how like as we get older, our thoughts get louder, right? So, and with that comes like insecurity and me being newly sober, like that has really made my thoughts a lot louder. And so sometimes I can get in my head. And then like, I remember she was almost in tears and she was just like, she works so hard. And I think like, obviously as performers, and obviously she has been one her whole life, you set this standard, right? And it's like, it's almost like perfectionism, which there is no such thing, right? But at the end of the day, like how do you balance it, right? Because you do have a level that you set for yourself. And now is it attainable?
Good question. I struggle with that as well because I am very in my thoughts. You know, I will watch my dance a million times from the rehearsal, not even camera blocking.
Right.
Like, the very first day, I'm like, is the dance good enough? Did I do a good enough job? You know? And then it's like, okay, now the next day is like, okay, did she do a good enough job? Is she doing well?
And then camera blocking, you're like, I want validation. Yeah. No one's giving it to me. And oh my gosh, is it good enough?
You go around, you're like, how was my dance this week?
Yeah, you do that quite a lot. No,
I'm there the whole camera blocking, watching everyone. I love being there. It's such a good environment. I really would rather be there than at my house.
But
B, it's also like, I want to see how, you know, it's the first time we get to see everyone. Usually during the season, we'll have, you know, show and tell.
I hate show and tell.
I loved it because then it was like, but it was like, I would ask somebody to be like, hey, do you think I need to change something? And like, get it. Like,
what do you believe that what they're saying is true? Well, like, you don't think that they are rooting for you? Do you have to say that we're all rooting for each other?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. I'm rooting for everyone.
I know, Alan. Well, kind of.
It's, you really want, I feel like this season more than ever, it's back to that family. You know,
last season. No, I know. I was saying, like, I wish we could all just have COVID go away because, like, I think this is the first time that the camaraderie between everybody is so real. It's like not fake, right? Yeah. It's not us like having to clap because we're like, oh God. No, we're like genuinely like we're laughing from a distance. Yeah. We are just like having conversations from a distance, but like we would totally hang out, like all of us. Yeah. We would be such great friends.
It's such a good cast and everyone meshes so well that the eliminations get so much harder.
Let's talk about this strike.
Thank God it didn't happen.
So, okay. I don't know about you, but I was in touch with our hair girl and makeup, head of makeup, Zena, every day. I was like, keep me posted. Like, what is going on? And as of like the last hour, like even wardrobe, I was like, so what's going on? Makeup and hair packed all of their stuff. Yeah. Like there was nothing left. And I was like, I mean, I even called my attorney and I was like, what's going on here? Like, what happens if this happens? The last time I experienced a strike was when there was a writer's strike years ago when I first started. But like that lasted a few months. And I was like, oh, wait, this is not just wardrobe. This is not just glam. It's Phil, our director. It's all the camera operators. I thought they were going to air camera blocking on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought we were going to. I mean, I'm sure they had some plans in place, like camera blocking on Sunday, recording it and airing it as a live show. But thankfully, it was avoided. That would have been miserable. You know, I feel like if the season were to end because of that,
Oh, that would have been miserable. And honestly, it would have ended. Like, I think like if the strike, it wouldn't have gone on for just a week. So we would have had to cancel the show, which means like we would have just ended there. I think like that would have, I told Dave, our security head of security. I was like, listen, we're throwing a wrap party. And he goes, well, we're going to throw it here. I said, no matter what, like we have to do this. Like, this is not the way it should ever end, whether it be the season or the show altogether. That's probably never happening. We're going on.
I feel like I'm finally finding my stride. Let's keep it going.
Oh yeah. Would you like to share what that is exactly, Alan?
Yeah. Being grateful and in the moment. Honestly, I mean, I will say I'm so lucky to be, it sounds so cliche, but Amanda is such a positive person.
She reminds me of Stacey Keibler when you were five. Remember her from season two?
But you know, what's funny is she's like, I was watching a dance of Stacey Keibler and I feel like I want to be.
You're like the new Tony Devilani.
I miss him.
I miss Tony. I mean, think about it. Like, I'm still like the last man standing as far as like the OG.
You're the last man standing, last woman standing.
Basically, man. It emerged, depends on the day. Emerged, yes.
You're the OG. We got to respect you.
You have to bow down. Excuse me. No, I'm kidding. Well, speaking of respect, no, I'm kidding. What is it that I guess you and Amanda have, like, what is your secret formula? Like, do you respect each other? Do you fight? Are you guys more like brother and sister? Do you guys have romance involved? Are there rumors going on about you yet?
I don't think so. Thank God. I think we communicate very well.
That's important.
And I can become very intense.
Oh yeah.
I think it's known that I can become very intense because I love it so much. I'm so passionate about it.
I know.
But Amanda's so good that we talk it out. If we get frustrated with each other, and I don't want to give you my secrets, Cheryl.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to give you my secrets.
Listen, we're all working. We're all a family, I thought, Alan. No, what happened?
But we communicate really well. And it really, we have a lot of trust.
Yeah.
You know, we hang out outside of the studio.
Yeah, you shoot lots of TikToks.
We do TikToks. But she, like, I do the stupid ones. She does the cool dance ones.
Yeah. How is she juggling the talk and Dancing with the Stars and hanging out with you and kids?
I think it helps that she is very busy. Like, because if we were there on Monday, like on a show day, and we do the camera blocking, I'll probably be like, let's go practice. Let's go do this. But she's gone. She's live on the talk.
Right.
Which kind of like gives her a moment to step away, come back with new energy and just go in and kill it. And I feel like it really helps.
You know? Yeah. And it's the form of therapy, dancing as well. Like, it really does help her, probably helps. I mean, even with Cody, like we were doing Quick Step this week and we were still feeling a little COVID fatigue, to be quite honest, but then he's also teaching Peloton. They basically built him a whole Peloton studio. And I was like, he goes, yeah, my Achilles feel like it's about to pop. And I'm like, wait a second, what's going on?
Thank God, first of all, they finally guys got him a Peloton studio.
After COVID, we got COVID.
Could have done it.
Love you, Peloton.
Send me a free bike. But
no, I want the treadmill. Thanks.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, I can only imagine with COVID and doing a Quick Step. And
yeah.
I mean, closing out the show on Grease, it was great. You guys killed it, honestly.
Oh, thank
you. I feel like this show, with the background dancers and all the sets, it was back to like dancing
bigger than ever. Yes. And
it felt good. It felt really good.
Yeah, it did actually. The energy, because if we're not going to have the band there sing live or a special guest sing live for us, then, you know, give us the dancers and the sets. Yeah. I mean, like, and this is a new thing for ballroom. Like, listen, like ballroom dancing, as you know, it's more of an intimate sport, but like it challenges you to dance like more, I don't know, out there, which is not very comfortable for me, I guess. I'm more definitely more of like between the man and the woman type thing, but it's definitely pumped up as far as like everything creative team. I mean, shout out to everybody to make this like our living room dance work. That was a crazy journey.
I can't believe that worked. I also, Can't believe you have a stripper pole in your
living room. Well, no, that's the pole that holds my house up. I have two of them, actually, Alan.
Okay. Well, you used it as a stripper pole in that.
I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, they're lucky I didn't have time to rhinestone it.
I know. First of all, I thought it was a stripper pole, so good to know it's your foundation.
But the fan. Did you like the fan that blew my wig? I mean, that was a strong fan.
Beyonce fan. That was your fan from home. They didn't even give you
that's
that.
That's right.
But it is nice to have that. You know, I am like you. I enjoy the intimacy of the ballroom.
I love it. Yes.
And you know what? Today I felt like I don't want to give myself too much credit, but I felt like doing the Viennese Waltz, it was like two different worlds. What happened on stage, which is like background, but me and Amanda were so connected. I almost forgot that Frankie Avalon was performing live and that we had extra dancers.
Yeah, no, yours is definitely like a dream scene in a way. You took us back for sure. What is your goal, Alan, moving forward? Like when, let's say this is all said and done, what is it that you want to do?
I'm trying to take over a Pretty Messed Up podcast.
I knew it. I knew you always had a game plan. That's why Amy's like Amy Sugarman, one of the executives. She's like, I love Alan. I'm like, oh, really? You love Alan?
Yeah. Okay, really? No, I have a few things that I really want to do. I really want to get into hosting. I love talking.
It would be great. No, you'd be great.
I can't shut up.
But you're also a good listener. That helps.
It's true. I listen. We're also going back on tour. Cheryl, are you going to come back on tour with us? Not enough money. All right. It's all
about money. But you know, listen, I'm married now, you know, like, I mean, I would love to actually join a few dates for sure. But you know, like at this old body.
It's hard.
24 seasons. You tell me if you're going to go on tour after 24 seasons of Dancing.
I probably will because I love it. I just love going on the road. But yeah, you're right. I mean, first of all, your wedding was beautiful. I was there.
Years ago. No,
thank you. I don't know if you remember, but I was there.
Oh, I remember. I'm sober. Let's not forget. But if I got married 6 years ago, that would be a different story.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Well, thank you, Alan. You're amazing. And I love your energy as always. And I'm sure you'll be getting your own iHeart podcast very soon.
Called The Really Messed Up.
I Messed Up, maybe.
It was messed up. No.
I love you. Keep kicking ass. You're awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you.
See you on the dance floor.
Yeah, bring it.
Oh, what's your next dance? Tell me now.
When does this air?
You can tonight, but you can tell me your next dance.
I can't.
I've been saying it to press.
You're not supposed to.
Oh, says who? See, this is, you're such a rule follower. Yeah. Goodness.
We'll
gracious.
Do
that's why you get all the nice lighting and creative. Yeah, and
like, I don't give it you, away.
You're I'll exactly. Give you, and I've I'll got diarrhea you. Of the mouth.
Yeah. She's like, I'm doing the tango and I'm doing this.
No. To this movie and this song. Don't hold your
I'll
breath.
I'll tell you. Yep. We're doing a dance with lifts. Whatever that may be, there's four options, five
contemporary,
options.
Contemporary, jazz, Bollywood. Lindy Hop, Charleston.
So many options.
Everything but not ballroom.
Everything but ballroom. Yeah. And the good little teaser we're given is puzzle piece. You know, it's a puzzle. Puzzling.
Really? If this has anything to do with a movie, I am the wrong. I've only seen one movie, Pretty Woman.
Everyone, Pretty Woman, exactly, for a horror night. What are you doing, Cheryl?
Well, we're dancing the cha-cha that we were supposed to dance for week three for Britney, but because we got COVID, we had to switch it to jazz.
No way.
Yes way, but different song, obviously. This is not Britney week.
Obviously still doing Britney.
Yeah, well, basically. One more actually question for you. How do you think of like the judges? Are they being harder this season or are they just being fair?
You know, I feel like the judges are very, they're in unison. They're very.
You think that they're like actually saying like they're in unison. What do you mean unison exactly?
Okay. I think first of all, they are, what's the word? Consistent.
Oh, interesting. You
know, in certain aspects, I think for certain couples, I think they're totally. Judging couples.
Consistently lower scores. No, I'm kidding.
I think they're consistent for each couple individually as opposed to comparing to everyone.
I don't think that they ever do that, right? Like you can't compare celebrities to celebrities. You have to do it, compare them to themselves from the week previous. Yeah.
And so I think they're doing that well. Len was in a very good mood today. I enjoyed it.
To you.
Did you see his dance with Carrie Ann today? He posted.
They weren't, they got in trouble by our COVID officer. for doing that, right?
Shout out to Neha. We love you.
Love you, Neha. You're the best. Keep doing your job.
I bet they did, but he was in it today.
That was brilliant. I actually, for the first time, when I looked at the judges, I was smiling from ear to ear from the beginning to the end. It was crazy.
It was really funny. But I put a lot of pressure on making Len happy, because I feel like if you make him happy...
We just want his validation. We're all just really insecure dancers that just need their validation.
And also, clearly, he makes the final say. So,
duh. I mean, he's basically like 10,000 people all in one.
I mean, with the four judges and the...
You can get one vote from your fans. But at the end of the day, if Len chooses you, you're the chosen one.
You're the chosen one. Lucky Olivia and Val are the chosen ones this week.
Thank God. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Thank you again for your time, and continue to kick ass, but not too hard, okay? Because we also want to like have a chance. Thanks.
Oh, you got a chance. You're still...
I haven't won my last Mirrorball since 1920. So it's time that you just take a back seat, okay? My hips are getting old and I'm getting cranky. I need another Mirrorball.
I need one. I'm missing.
Whatever. You just had one. I mean, my mirrors are off my balls, literally.
I don't know. Maybe that's the headline of this podcast. The mirrors.
I need to get out of my trailer. Love you. Yes.
Go home.
Bye.
Best. Good job. Proud of you.
See you at the studio. Thanks, Alan. Bye. Okay, guys. So that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you to my three guests, Melora, Jimmy, and Alan. I love you guys. I'll see you on the dance floor. And that's a wrap. Good night.
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.